decision-making closer to the people, and it reinforces a theme of this administration: appreciation and encouragement of the innovative powers of states as laboratories. This nation was founded by leaders who understood that power belongs in the hands of people, and they planned for the future, and so must we, here and all around the world. As Americans, we know that there are times when we must step forward and accept our responsibility to lead the world away from the dark chaos of dictators toward the brighter promise of a better day. Almost 50 years ago, we began a long struggle against aggressive totalitarianism. Now, we face another defining hour for America and for the world. There is no one more devoted, more committed to the hard work of freedom than every soldier and sailor, every Marine, airman, and Coast Guardsman, every man and woman now serving in the Persian Gulf. Wonderful, fitting tribute to them. Each of them has volunteered to provide for this nation's defense. And now they bravely struggle to earn for America, for the world, and for future generations a just and lasting peace. Our commitment to them must be equal to their commitment to their country. They are truly America's finest. And the war in the Gulf is not a war we wanted. We worked hard to avoid war. For more than 5 months, we, along with the Arab League, the European Community, the United Nations, tried every diplomatic avenue. UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar, presidents Gorbachev,